Here's an update on the superdelegates who are likely to tip the balance in the Democratic presidential race. While Barack Obama leads in the total delegate count, he trails Hillary Clinton in the superdelegate count. But he's been picking up endorsements and he's closing the gap. According to the Associated Press, 224 superdelegates now say they are backing Obama. 251 are supporting Clinton, so Obama trails by 27. There are still several hundred superdelegates who have yet to say which Democrat they will back. Jason Altmaier is one of them. He's a first-term congressman from Pennsylvania. The primary there is coming up on April 22nd. And as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, Altmaier is under a lot of pressure to make his choice.
Freshman Democrat Jason Altmaier looks like he could still suit up in the Florida State football jersey that's framed in his outer office. He might welcome the padding to fend off some of the hits he's been taking as a superdelegate from some on his own team. Altmaier says it began last month.
Senator Obama had a rally in my district on St. Patrick's Day, which I attended because I make it a point to attend to anything that's in my district. And the media reported that, and we received into our office a few dozen calls with people who support Senator Clinton saying that you should think twice if you're going to support Senator Obama.
The message was clear. If Altmaier supported Obama, Hillary Clinton supporters might not back him, Altmaier, in November. Altmaier is likely to face a tough rematch in his western Pennsylvania district with the Republican he ousted from the seat in 2006.
So I called some of them back and said, hey, what is the issue here? And what I heard primarily was a concern that this was Senator Clinton's time and that she had earned it and Senator Obama was young and he could afford to wait.
Altmaier has not taken sides in the primary campaign yet. He's heard plenty from both candidates and their spouses. He says Senator Obama reached out first.
Senator Obama first called me in June of 2007, and he asked for my support at that time. And no one thought Pennsylvania was going to be relevant. Nobody thought superdelegates would be relevant. But he was already thinking to the long term.
Altmaier says Senator Clinton's campaign didn't reach out till just before the Texas and Ohio primaries in early March. He says he's spoken with former President Clinton twice.
I asked him what he thought I should do given the makeup of my district, that President Bush won my district twice. It's a culturally conservative district, and what does he think about that? And his response was, well, how did I do in your district? I'm sure he knew the answer, that he won it twice. And he said, well, there you go. And I said, well, that's not really enough in this case.
Of course, Bill Clinton won't be on the ballot in November, but Jason Altmaier will be. And he's worried about the fallout from this race.
This campaign has gotten to the point where whatever side I come down on, I am going to alienate voters because there's an animosity that's built up between the two campaigns.
Altmaier says he plans to support whoever winds up with the most pledged delegates, the greatest popular vote, and the most states, and thinks that's likely to be Obama. But whoever ends up with the nomination, Altmaier says, will have a tough time in his district in the fall against Republican John McCain. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.